The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 8. When he had come down from the mountain, large crowds followed him. And look, a leper came to him, and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. So he stretched out his hand, and touched him, saying, I am willing, be made clean. And at that moment his leprosy was cleansed. Then Jesus said to him, Don't tell anyone, but go and show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony to them. When he had entered into Capernaum, a centurion came to him, begging him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying in the house, a paralytic, being terribly tormented. And he said to him, I will come and heal him. Then the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this one, Go, and he goes, and to another one, Come, and he comes, and to my slave, Do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to those that followed him, Truly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, no, not in all Israel. And I say to you that many will come from the east and the west, and will recline at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the kingdom which comes from the heavens. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into the outer darkness. There they will be weeping and gnashing their teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, Go on your way. As you have believed, so it will be done to you. And the servant was healed at that time. When Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and served them. When evening came, they brought many who were possessed with demons to him, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. So that which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, He himself took our infirmities and bore our diseases. That's a quote from Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4. Now when Jesus saw great crowds around him, he gave the order to depart to the other side. And there a scribe came and said to him, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus replied, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man does not have a place to lay his head down. Another of the disciples said to him, Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus answered him, saying, Follow me, and leave the dead to bury their own dead. Then, when he had entered into a boat, his disciples followed him. And look, a great storm arose on the sea, so much so that the boat was covered with waves, but he was asleep. So they came to him and woke him up, saying, Save us, Lord, we are going to die. Then he said to them, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? So he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Then the men were astonished and said, What kind of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? When he came to the other side, to the country of the Gadarenes, he encountered two men possessed with demons coming out of the tombs. They were extremely fierce, so much so that no one could pass by that way. And they cried out, saying, What do we have to do with you, you Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time? Now there was a herd of many swine feeding some distance away from them. So the demons pleaded with him, saying, If you cast us out, send us away into the herd of swine. And he said to them, Go. So they came out and went into the swine. Then the whole herd rushed over a precipice into the sea, perishing in the water. Then those who fed them fled, went away into the city, and told everything about what had happened to those who were possessed with demons. So the whole city came out to meet Jesus. When they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their territory. This is the end of Matthew chapter 8.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.